Now you're going to see something very different in your life now. The creativity, the creative ability of God is going to begin to flow like a river. You'll write a book, you'll write a song. You're going to write a book and write a song. You have a prophetic ministry. You have a prophetic ministry. The enemy has tried to stop it. He will not stop it. The Lord's doing it. He'll get you up in the morning and put you to bed at night. You're going to see things in the spirit on another level. And that dark place is gone and will stay gone. There's a place in you. I see that you being... I see you being transported in the spirit realm and praying for people in other countries. I see you, what's the word I'm looking, translated. But I hear transport too. So I see even that. But if you were to read your book in heaven, there's a prophetic anointing on your life. Stay with it. Stay with it. Stay with it. Your baby, your daughters are prophetic. Thank you, Lord. Both. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. I see you putting a big star on top of a very large Christmas tree in a house with a high ceiling. Mm-hmm. Yes.
I see that thing that she's talking about, that thing that is gone. It's like phantom paint. You know, when something's removed and there's a phantom paint, that's all it is. It's a phantom paint. There's nothing there.
That's right.
You are free to go. You are free to go.
Yeah, that's exactly right. That's just the valley of the shadow of death trying to make you think something. But that shadow can't bite you. There's not really nothing there. It is phantom. Absolutely. And that's the way it is with every one of you. Just keep, he just tries to keep you in the natural level, but it's over. It's over. It's over. I see a witty idea, a witty invention on you. That something you'll just write down and go, what if we did this? And I mean, your millionaire status is going up. And your ability to touch people's lives, you're one of the ones, Mata. You're one of the ones that God is going to use with miracles. You're one of the ones. You have an uncommon anointing, and the compassion of Jesus is on you. There's an increase, a multiplication on you like Jesus, and there is actually, I see tumors leaving when you touch people. Tumors leaving when you touch people. All sorts of growths will leave when you touch people. Thank you for that, Lord. Thank you for it, Lord. Release that to her right now, the working of miracles. In Jesus' name. Thank you for it, Lord. Thank you for it, Lord. I just see the Lord taking you through a whole gallery full of beautiful paintings, and you're just looking around at them going, how many different things can I do? And I also see you coming up with ideas that will bring prosperity to your home and to the body of Christ. And when you just relax in these things, the creative ideas are coming. Do you journal? Keep going. Something's going to be written that you're going to go, oh, wow, yes. Go back and look in some of your journals, too. There's something that you wrote. Is that right? You have something about that?
I just, as Pastor was approaching you, I could just see you're a dreamer to the point of the stars. It's your ability to dream and to imagine is not capped. You're a thinker. You're a dreamer. You imagine things. And I just think that as you think with God, God's going to start showing up. Just like Pastor saying, you're going to be writing things and be like, wow. Yes. 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 Hallelujah.
And say that to him. Think with me, Lord. Will you think with me? And he will. Mm-hmm. He will. And all of a sudden you'll go, oh, well, that can't be me. That's definitely him thinking of that. Happens to me often. So thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. 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 Just keep seeing a clearing, a clearing, a clearing. And so you just, I see higher level. There's higher level. There's a whole lot more. There's a whole lot more. I almost see to the point where you've kind of held on to something that sturdied you maybe. And now it's gone and you're just free to run. You're just free to run. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for it, Lord. Thank you for it. Thank you. Okay. I just heard the Lord say, she's going to put the devil on the run.
Pastor, may I add to
yes,
that?
Yes, absolutely.
I just heard and saw in the Spirit moments ago, and Patty, this is for you as well, because I feel like that y'all carry somewhat of a similar anointing. And I heard the words rejuvenation, rejuvenation, not just in your families, but in your bodies. Rejuvenation, rejuvenation. I just keep hearing, it's almost like a banner that's going to begin to follow you around. Rejuvenation. And anytime the enemy brings a thought that's contrary to that, I want you to declare it with your mouth. Rejuvenation. Thank you, Father, for it. And Rachel, I also saw in the Spirit as you drive the bus. You are literally driving around the kingdom. And as you drive these children around, you are going to begin to declare over their futures. These are prophets. These are preachers. These are teachers. These are mothers. These are fathers. And you're going to begin to declare their future to them. And you're going to begin to speak things into them. Because when they come into your habitational pool, you get to speak into their future. I just see that so clearly, so clearly. Because of who you are in the spirit realm, because you carry weight in your authority, God's going to allow you to begin to speak into these children. And they're going to hear you. And they'll receive it.
And sometimes it's this easy. Get them, Jesus. Just get them. Get them, Lord. Get them, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Yeah.
Rachel, you have no idea what your prayers are setting up for the generations that follow. They'll be acting. They'll be performing. They'll be walking on the prayers that you prayed over them.
Yeah.
For generations and generations and generations. And maybe nobody will ever know it's that woman on the bus. Yep. It was that woman on the bus that spoke that over me 1,000 generations ago or however long.
Yeah. You have
no idea how far your prayers over them will carry.
That's good, Ronnie. Thank you, Jesus, for that.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Not only creativity, but adaptability. You'll be able to go into all sorts of different type crowds of people and be very accepted in those places and even be honored in those places. But the Lord wants you to know that your ministry is at hand. It's even today. And there's a power and anointing on your life. It's in your voice and it's in your hands. And you're going to operate in that. And it's like butter. It's easy. It's easy. And the enemy's tried to cover that up. Try to get you to think all sorts of things. But the Lord wants you to know he's pleased with you. And there's nothing between you and Jesus. It's all clear. It's all clear. You are going to be the answer to many, many prayers. But it's all clear. Whatever you've thought or even did in the past, it's over. You are clear to move on. There's nothing between you and the Savior. He finds no fault in you, little girl. No fault. Thank you, Lord. 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 You'll be there when people are raised from the dead. You'll see the miraculous and you'll record it. You'll have a whole book full of miracles that you saw in this place, other places we go, in the streets. Miracles are at hand, and you are a part of those. The gifts of the Spirit are alive and well in you. And I have to say this to you as well. There is nothing between you and the Savior. All is well. All is well. He finds no fault in you. He loves you. It's all good. I think probably, this is the Spirit saying this, you're a little bit hard on yourself. And so, no condemnation. Let it go. Let it go. You'll be there for others when they need you. You'll be there. And I want to say this to all of you. It's this easy. Don't work real hard to step off into something. Just say, I will.
Yes.
And then when you say, I will, the day will come and you'll go, hey, I'm there.
Yes.
The grace will be right there for that first step.
Yeah.
Amen.